Fishery, YouTube は VOI Officially、 あなたも LRE デジタルアプリで Voice of Indonesia の放送を聞くこともできます。そして受信報告書はメールで voilisteners@gmail.com に送られることができます。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
Welcome back to the morning session of Indonesia Today with me, Unika, your host for the next 6 hours. I'll be bringing you the greatest music from Indonesia and the latest news that is currently happening in Indonesia and all over the world. Make sure to stay tuned on with us on voinews.id, or you can stream it online on our digital app, RRI Digital, available on Android and iOS.The Indonesian government has increased the target of domestic absorption of rice by state-owned logistics company Bulog for this year by 1 million tons. As per Presidential Instruction No. 6 of 2025, Bulog's rice absorption target for 2025 was 3 million tons. Indonesia's Manpower Minister Yesi Erli has underlined the critical importance of strengthening workforce to tackle global challenges and accelerate the transition to a green economy. He said this in a statement issued on Thursday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good morning, VOI listeners. How are you today? It's very early in the morning. And of course, if you're already tuning in with me, congratulations for being a morning person, because not everyone can do that. Honestly, if it's not for my shift and if it's not for you guys, I wouldn't be here. I would still be sleeping. So I really don't understand that phenomena of being a morning person, but I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys, not just maybe some of you are a morning person by the template. You guys like to, you know, just wake up early in the morning. But I think some of you also wake up really early in the morning because of work. And other than that, I don't understand the motives behind a person waking up so early in the morning. But, you know, it is very early in the morning, and even though you don't understand, sometimes people do like getting up really early in the morning. And for those of you, including me, who don't understand the motives behind that, I'm going to play you a song titled Don't Understand or Gak Ngerti by Kahitna. Enjoy!
Melukis cinta yang ku ingini, yang saat ini ku tak tahu di mana, di manakah kau cantik sesungguhnya. Aku kangen kamu. Aku gak ngerti, dengarkanlah.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listeners, now I'll be reading you the weather forecast so you would know what will you face when you are currently transporting or going to work or just doing your regular activities for the day outside of your house and maybe your building. And other than that, I'm also giving this information for the foreigners that are currently in Indonesia for traveling, so you would know what kind of weather do you have to tackle. So from what I've seen from the overall weather in Indonesia, it has been a great upgrade, you know, because it has been raining for the past months, and there are places that are sunny, that would be sunny, like in Banda Aceh, Medan, Denpasar. So if you're traveling in Bali, you can make sure that there will be no rain today, according to the information from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. So of course, if you are in Bali, go swim and go surfing. Just make sure that you'll be safe and wear your sunscreen. Other than that, places that would be sunny is Jakarta, Jambi, Bandung, Semarang, Pontianak, Samarinda, and we're going to the east section of Indonesia: Palembang, Padang, Bandar Lampung, Pekanbaru, Mataram, Kupang, Manado, Kediri, and Ternate. I'm sorry, my Indonesian kind of slip out there because I'm reading, you know, Indonesian cities. But there are also be places that will be raining today. It's okay. Rain can be good. Rain can be beautiful, you know, as long as you're prepared for it. You're bringing your umbrella. So if your cities are not mentioned yet, be prepared. It might be because of it's going to be raining on your cities today, like Serang, Bengkulu, and also Selor, Tanjung Selor, Pangkal Pinang. And I'm seeing from this weather forecast that the east area of Indonesia, you guys will be experiencing a lot of rain, like Kota Palu, Mamuju, Kota Ambon, Nabire, Merauke, Jayawijaya, and Jayapura. So make sure if you're in, you know, these cities, especially maybe Jayapura or Jayawijaya, make sure to bring your umbrella with you. And now I want to tell you guys the ones that should be cautious and be more, you know, prepared, since your cities will be experiencing stormy rain. So make sure to watch out for those electronics in order to keep you safe. People in Manokwari and Kota Sorong, make sure to be safe because you will be experiencing a stormy rain today. Talking about rain, I want to play you a song entitled Rain or Hujan from Utopia. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Mataku terus tertuju padamu saat kulihat dirimu tersenyum. Ingin aku menyapa, namun ku terdiam, tak kulakukan. Mungkinkah kau pun juga begitu? Ku tahu kau masih malu. Sungguh ingin ku sapa, namun ku terdiam, tak kulakukan. Getaranku pada dirimu, ku hanya duduk berdiam menunggu untuk tahu namamu. Ku menunggu untuk tahu namamu. Menunggu untuk tahu namamu.
kau rasakan. Oh yeah. Ku hanya duduk terdiam menunggu untuk tahu namamu. Sapa dirimu masih mau tuh hampiri aku menunggu terdiam aku menunggu
aku terpaku.
Apakah kau rasakan?
Apakah kau rasakan
pada dirimu? Ku hanya duduk terdiam menunggu untuk tahu namamu.
Apakah kau rasakan sekarang pada dirimu?
Pada dirimu.
Oh, dirimu. Ku hanya duduk terdiam menunggu untuk tahu namamu.
Tahu namamu.
Apakah kau rasakan sekarang pada dirimu? Untuk tahu namamu,
tahu namamu.
Apakah kau rasakan
getaran
ku hanya duduk terdiam
menunggu
tahu namamu.
Apakah kau rasakan
terdiam or silenced by the by Malik the Essential. This band is actually from the, it's an Indonesian band. Their original genre was to go to more like a jazz mixture of jazz and pop, but this is from their album, the first album. This song came from the first, it's called the first album, okay, which is released on 2005, and the genre specific is focused on Indonesian pop. Maybe because jazz is pretty much pretty hard to be entered here, because let's be realistic, when you are an artist, you also have to make money out of it, right? And maybe in Indonesian, a lot of Indonesian people, you know, leaning towards more of a pop music. So therefore, this album was released. And Malik the Essential actually created a lot of great works. And you probably heard it somewhere. You've heard, I'm pretty sure you heard Dia or Pilihanku. Or maybe recently, Kumpul Bocah, the original soundtrack of Jumbo, yes. And all other songs that got viral on social media, such as Kita Bikin Romantis or Aduh. A lot of people actually annoyed by that song because it repeated the same words and sentence over and over again with the kind of same rhythm and melodies. But for me, it's still good. Malik and Essentials, you can never go wrong with them. And after this, I'll be playing you a song from, you know, Indonesian FTV. What is FTV? It's some sort of like soap opera, but it's not that dramatic. It's simple, it's cliche, it's very cheesy. Some sort of the storyline would be like when you are, you know, rich girl falling in love with a poor boy, or the other ways, or maybe there are some girl came from the urban or rural area to the cities and then met with a boss and then they fell in love, that kind of cliche songs and that kind of cliche storyline, I mean. And FTV music is usually the soundtrack of all of those FTV. And now I'll be playing you one of them by Lila, entitled Jantung Hati. Enjoy!
begitu berarti. Oh, tak juga kupungkiri, ternyata kaulah yang selalu di hati. Kurasa ku sampai di ujung jalanku. Tempatku berhenti dan bernyanyi. Oh, jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung hatimu. Ku rekatkan arah di nadimu, mengalir di darahmu dan terbelenggu. Takkan pernah lekang oleh di pelukmu hingga akhir aku. Jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung. Takkan pernah lekang oleh waktu, semakin melekat di pelukmu hingga akhir aku. Jantung hatiku ku letakkan di jantung hatimu. Ku rekatkan erat di nadimu, mengalir di darahmu
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. The poetry of Nino Warisman is Palestine, How Can I Forget You? Palestine, How Can I Forget You? This poetry is themed with the children of Gaza who confronted Israeli aggression in 1988 to 1989. That's the poetry of Taufik Ismail, a well-known Indonesian poet and writer. Born by a couple between A. Ghaffar Ismail and Siti Nur Muhammad Nur in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, Taufik Ismail was grown up in Pekalongan. At that time, his parents, who had just married, moved from Minangkabau, West Sumatra, to Pekalongan, Central Java.
Ayah saya dan ibu saya belum berumur 21 tahun pada waktu itu.
My father and my mother were not 21 years old at that time. They were not disposed to legal. They were driven out of Minangkabau together with their colleagues of the same age. This was one thing that I could not tell you more. But the Dutch government did not drive away as they wanted. They asked where you were going if you wanted to get out from Minangkabau. They made a short survey where they would move to. Then they took conclusion. There were some very sympathetic areas of the freedom of struggle. Two of them were Pekalongan and Majalaya. Then my father chose a place in Pekalongan.
In Pekalongan, Taufik Ismail's father was known as a young cleric. His father taught Tafsir Al-Quran. Meanwhile, his mother taught women. His father had also changed the profession as a reporter in Sinar Baru newspaper in Semarang. There is a proverb saying that fruit falls not far from the tree. Taufik Ismail showed his interest in reading and writing.
Saya dibesarkan di dalam.
I was grown up under the strict situation of my father and mother. If they would give recitals, I should open the book first. The book were big and thick. After evening prayers, I saw them sitting. They said, take the book, read it, and make notes. I like to read and to buy books. So there were two things. First was reading, and second was writing. Well, this influenced my life. So once a month, I was taken into the bookstore. I might choose any book suitable for the children, while my father was looking for books that he would like to buy.
Taufik Ismail's interest in writing continued with the publishing of poetry, which he sent to the newspaper where his father worked. He was determined to become a writer and poet.
Nah, di SMA, saya sudah mulai memikirkan karir.
In a senior high school, I was already thinking about a career. I am thinking what I should be. Of course, I should study at university, but at a college, what subject shall I take? Then I wished to become a writer. Later on, I learned that those who wanted to be writers had to become journalists first. Between journalists and writers, they were much closer. In journalism, someone with writing talent got a job in newspaper more easily.
Pada umur SMA,
when I was at the senior high school, I received scholarship to study in United States for 1 year. The name of the scholarship was AFS, American Field Service. When I studied at high school in America, I stayed in an American family as a foster child. By chance, at the first stage, there were 7 persons. I went to America by ship for 1 month at sea. From Jakarta, I passed Colombo, Suez Canal, Napoli, Gibraltar, and Atlantic Ocean. And then I arrived in New York. I've read many literature books. One of them was a book of poetry by Sitor Situmorang. It was about Napoli. I brought the book, and then when the ship was about to arrive in Napoli, I read a poem. Well, it was really tremendous. I wanted to emulate Sitor Situmorang and wanted to write some poem.
Taufik Ismail's desires to write poetry and his interest in reading were forged in Whitefish Bay High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, USA, where he lived with his foster family. At school, he had to read a book in English about 50 to 100 pages within 2 weeks. More sincerely, Taufik Ismail started to get used to a lot of reading with a fast time in 3 months. In addition to studying literature in the land of Uncle Sam, Taufik Ismail was guided by Helen, his foster mother, to learn working, which took him into another dream in his life.
Well, it was holiday. Ma'am Helen asked me on the later Christmas holiday what you wanted to work. Oh, no, working, no. Ma'am Helen said, you should work so you could get money. Oh, it was okay then if I got the money. I worked at a textile store. Then it was another holiday in April. I didn't know I was taken into a farm. Then I worked in there. My job was to mow the wet fields and to feed the chickens. The hard job was to cut the wet. If I finished at the middle of the day, I took break. I sat and ate my food that brought from home. I saw the farmer's house. Besides, there was a high barn where the grain was stored. I saw grandparents, sons, daughters, and 2 grandchildren. We were together, and last, I was jealous very much. Then, if I return later, I had to have a place like this farm, and at noon, I sat down with my wife and kids while I was having lunch. But then, there was a typewriter. I typed poems in there. That was my dream.
Literature and farming were the dreams of Taufik Ismail that he told his parents on his return from the United States in 1957.
Cita-citaku, Pa, Ma, cita-citaku itu aku ingin jadi sastrawan.
My dream, father and mother, is a writer. I am talented to write poetry. In America, I read 7 books for a year and my grade was good. I wanted to be a writer, but to become a writer in Indonesia, literature cannot guarantee the income. We must have one profession. Profession is usually a journalist, and I do not want to be a journalist. I want to be a farmer who has 20 to 30 hectares of land, 20 to 30 cows, 500 to 1,000 chickens, and the knowledge of farming.
He tried to achieve his dreams by studying at the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine and Animal Husbandry at Bogor Agricultural University. After graduating from the college, Taufik Ismail wanted to open a farm ranch.
Keinginan saya itu saya ingin membuka.
My desire was to open farm ranch. Where was the place? Indonesia is very large. On the island of Java, it is difficult. 15 to 20 hectares would be very expensive. In Sumatra, it's costly as well. In eastern Indonesia, it might be cheap, but the distance is far. Finally, I could get a land in Malacca Strait. In there, there are about 20 to 30 islands in a row, and there are about 15 uninhabited islands. There is no person and it is spacious. The width could reach 20 to 30 hectares. I checked to Bapenas. Whoa, this was a great choice because of its marketing. So later, the chicken eggs and the chicken meat and beef and milk, I could sell them all to Malaysia and Singapore. But more interestingly, it's the east coast of Sumatra. On the east coast of Sumatra, there were three oil companies, namely Caltex, Stanvac, and Pertamina. Before, there was no Pertamina. The three oil companies had employed around 2,000 up to 3,000 people. How many eggs sold there would be sold out? How great my planning was, wasn't it? I didn't need to find credit to buy expensive land on the island of Java and Sumatra. I got one free of charge in Malacca Strait.
Unfortunately, the plan has not materialized. His life at the time would go on to take advanced studies in the United States along with 30 other people. This time, he was a young lecturer at Bogor Agricultural University, IPB. However, the signing of the Cultural Manifesto, which had been outlawed by President Sukarno, changed everything. Taufik Ismail and other artists signed the Cultural Manifesto. Three people supporting the statement that were public servants were dismissed, including Taufik Ismail.
Saya dipecat 3 hari sebelum saya pergi ke Amerika.
I was dismissed 3 days before I went to America. But the passport was on my hands and I also had the ticket. I wanted to escape abroad. Well, the first port to America that I stopped was Yokohama in Japan. Fortunately, my foster brother, the son of Mom Helen, was an army doctor who was on duty in Yokohama. I would land in Yokohama. I asked for help so that I was protected in Yokohama. My mother and father had come from Pangalongan. My younger siblings had come as well. They were very excited. Just imagine. It was 1964. Going to overseas was still luxurious. I did not say to the parents about the plan, but then I prayed tahajud. In my tahajud prayer, I got the answer. I should not go. I canceled it. I returned the passport.
The event did not make him stop working. As a poet, Taufik Ismail, who was also a founder of the literary magazine Horizon, on which he is now the chief editor, has read his poems in many regions across Indonesia and overseas. In every historic events in Indonesia, Taufik always appeared by reading his poems, such as the fall of the Suharto regime, Trisakti incidents, and the Bali bombing incident. In addition, Taufik Ismail's work also can be enjoyed through his translation of different languages. One of them is in Arabic. A collection of poems by Taufik Ismail, which was translated in Arabic language, entitling Faukab Turab Turab, meaning Dust on the Dust, is translated by Professor Dr. Nabila Lubis, a key literature lecturer at State Islamic University, Jakarta.
Walaupun karyanya diterjemahkan ke bahasa Inggris, ke Belanda, ke apa, tapi semuanya itu...
Although his work has been translated into English and Dutch, all of them do not satisfy him. He wanted one of his works in Arabic, wanted to serve his parents who used to wish him to be able to speak Arabic well. But he had done his best. He had already learned everywhere, but could not be. Finally, at least I created a book in Arabic to be presented to the spirits of my parents. This was a proof that I made something in Arabic. Translating a literary work is certainly not easy. It also makes Nabila Lubis think first before accepting the offer of translating poetries of Taufik Ismail.
Pertama ketika melontarkan masalah itu, saya tergugah.
First, when delivering the question, I was intrigued, but I did not immediately accept it. That's a big problem. It's hard. How literature and Indonesian poetries are translated into Arabic? That couldn't be. Sir, give me time to think about it. I will think any time again. The request of someone in 1993 was asked which of Indonesian literature was and the other one he wished was met. Finally, I said, I tried first. I had already made a selection. And a list such as Bimbo's song. Sir, I tried first shorter songs. If it went on well, God's blessing, I directly moved to harder ones. Like God, the God Almighty, but that was made in Arabic was not good. Although it seems so easy, I finally tried again and tried again. Thanks God. Finally, I finished in 2 years. Fauka Turap Turap, or Dust on the Dust, is a collection of poems by Taufik Ismail from the years 1954 to 2013. These poems have been translated into Arabic language. This translation is his most noticeably emotional work because it was dedicated to his parents who actually wanted Taufik to become a cleric, since in Pekalongan, his father was called cleric.
Sosok Taufik Ismail, itu orang yang alim.
Taufik Ismail is a man who is very religious. He and his poems are beyond comparisons, and his efforts to enrich Indonesian literature was extraordinary. He's able to mix to anyone, anywhere, every corner of life, social or religious people and political parties. Everything that he could talk about made him truly rich. He enriched the Indonesian literature to enter all areas. So I was really amazed. For Taufik Ismail, everything is okay. So, to be one of his poems and writings for his outstanding classical language acquisition is really outstanding. Yes, Taufik Ismail is remarkable. From literature to music, he is very skillful. Poet who holds Datuk Panji Alam Khalifatullah was writing songs for Ian Antono, Krisya, and Arman Maulana. One of the songs he wrote is a religious song sung by singer and songwriter, the late Krisya.
Akan datang hari mulut dikunci, kata tak ada lagi. Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari
Jadi pada suatu hari Krisya datang kepada saya.
So one day Krisya came to me and then he told, "Bro, I have a song. Would you like to make the lyrics for me?" He said that I love the lyrics sung by Maza. I replied, "Of course, I also love your songs." Then he gave me the tape and I wondered how long it is. The deadline was 1 month. He made the records in Australia. Then I listened to it. Whoa, the songs were very good. I really liked the songs. The songs were very nice. 1 week and 2 weeks is not possible. Where should I take it? 3 weeks and it has not been finished until the 4th week. It's already the 9th. And then I came up with my conclusion. It seems impossible. Yes, I will talk about it later on Saturday with Krishya. Then I said, Krishya, bro, you couldn't do it. Your songs are good, but I didn't get the lyrics.
Kebetulan itu malam Jumat. Malam Jumat saya punya kebiasaan. Saya malam Jumat saya baca surah Yasin.
Well, it was Friday night. I had a habit to read surah Yasin. Then I came to surah 65.
A'udzu billahi minasyaitonir rajim. Al yauma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim dan seterusnya dan seterusnya. Saya kemudian Ini dia.
And so on. Then, I said, here it is. The theme is terrific. But can such a theme be so great to get into a song whose row is limited and its syllables are also too limited? So there will be the time on which the smart mouth can talk and cannot talk. Then hands talk and what they are doing. Then the feet go anywhere. Wow, it is very tremendous. One night, it was my all out. Finally, one song was finished. At the morning, Krishya came and then I gave it to him. Krishya was very excited. When he heard the first time and tried to sing it, he cried. He's not strong. Then he tried and could not do anything.
Other religious songs that Taufik Ismail created are from a group of religious music from Bandung, Bimbo.
Oh, kalau dengan Bimbo banyak sekali.
With Bimbo, there are a lot of songs. So, three of them are the brothers who are very creative, just singing and whistling. As they sang, they were recorded and then the tape was handed to me. Then I sometimes asked what the theme was. Then they said that this was about salat, praying about yearning. But if there are many, it's up to you, brother. I love, but I am sometimes confused too.
Sajadah panjang terbentang dari kaki buatan sampai ke tepi kuburan hamba, kuburan hamba bila mati.
Kalau jelas betul misalnya tentang salat, seperti misalnya
obviously the clear one is very example about salat or prayer such as long mat or long sajadah. It was good. I imagine the salat. When I imagine salat, I imagine a salat mat. But how did I get it into the lyrics? Oh, could I? I imagine our life was running over the world on salat mat. But the mat was too long. Initially, it was in the baby crib and then ended up in our cemetery. And we walk in the world on this salat mat. When the imagination was found out, I then wrote the lyrics. It became easy, but getting the idea was difficult. Seharian
Taufik Ismail is one of the greatest writers owned by Indonesia until now. Hopefully, all his work may color the literature sphere and Indonesian music.
Panjang terbentang, hambat tunduk dan ruku. Hamba sudah.